Hey guys, are you looking for a sports book that you can trust? Well, look no further than mybookie.ag, where you can get a 50% match on your initial deposit of up to $1,000 when you use promo code DFSArmy. As a bonus, when you use promo code DFSArmy, you also get a free month of DFSArmy VIP and DFSArmy Beat the Bookie membership. That's a $100 combined value. So we'll help you with your daily fantasy sports, and we'll help you with your handicapping free when you sign up for mybookie.ag using promo code DFSArmy.
Good morning, soldiers. The enemy don't sleep, so up and at 'em. Get out of those bunks and let's dig into this 8-game NBA slate on Saturday morning, March 2nd, 2019. First off, if you are not a current DFS Army member, then head on over to dfsarmy.com and use promo code CASHKIG to save you 20% off your membership and to gain access to not only our premium NBA content, but every sport to include NHL, NASCAR, MMA, PGA, and much, much more. That again is code CASHKIG over at dfsarmy.com to save you 20%. Now get out of the rack, grab that cup of joe, and let's formulate the winning avenue of approach to tonight's 8-game NBA slate. All right, first on the docket, it's at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We have Orlando headed into Indiana Pacers with a 210 over-under, with Indiana favored by 4.5. That is a pretty low over-under for NBA this year. But let's look at the Orlando side of the ball first. On DraftKings, starting off with Vucevic at 9,300. This is not the best matchup for Orlando here, is even without Oladipo out for the season. They're still a good defensive team, and a team I don't really want to attack too hard. They're total second defensive efficiency, but you can attack them at the shooting guard. That's where they're weakest at. They're ranked 17th in defensive efficiency against shooting guard. So Evan Fournier is ill. He didn't practice Friday, but he traveled with the team. If he would be out, we would probably see a little bit more Terrence Ross, and I'd have a little bit more love there, but just have to look out for that. Back to Vucevic, 9,300. On an 8-game slate, I don't have a whole lot of love there. He's always in play, but he's priced up towards the ceiling there. Gordon, 6,400. He'll always be in play. He's always got 40-point upside. Get on the slate. Probably don't have too much of him, just tournament exposure. And then it seems to be the trio to me on DraftKings. It's always Fournier, Isaac, and Ross are always around that 5K range. And they all have 30-plus point upside at any given night. Isaac's been playing great ball. He's 5,500. but we just got to check on the injury with Fournier. Not injury, but illness. And make sure he's going to play. Because if he doesn't, then I'd have interest in Ross. And if he does play, 5,500, there's a little bit of meat left on the bone. Not a ton. DJ Augustin at 4,600. Don't love him a ton with Briscoe back. Not going to play a ton of minutes. And then no interest at Grant. So not a whole lot of love for this team on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, yeah, Vucevic is 10-4. I don't really care for that at all, so I don't want none of that. Aaron Gordon, 7,300, no thanks. And then again, I think it's just Fournier, Isaac, or Ross are the guys I want to look at, and they're all in that 5K range and not bad plays, and I really don't want anything with the point guards again with Augustin at 4,800s. He's going to play less than 30 minutes now. I don't really like that. And then Briscoe's 3,800. I guess a drop score if you're going to, but I think there's better plays on this slate. So let's look on the Indiana side of the ball. The Indiana side of the ball, they are we're waiting on Sabonis. He was out. Just make sure he's still out. If he's still out, we're still going to see a lot of run out of Bogdanovich, Thad Young, and then Miles Turner, who let everybody down last game. But that's why he's not a cash play for me ever. But they're cheap. And I'd rather have this side of the ball than the Orlando side of the ball just because of the prices. You know, Thad Young on DraftKings, $6,000. Miles Turner's $5,900. Both are in play here. We have the Magic. They give up. They like to give it up for the point guard. But any of these guys are in play here, especially Bogdanovich. He's been playing really nice with Sabonis out at 5,800. Again, Miles Turner at 5,900, definitely in play against Vucevic. He can be had. And then Darren Collison at 5,800. Like, all these guys have 6x upside here. So they're good prices. We just have to kind of see where we're at with things. Wes Matthews at 4,400 on DraftKings. He's probably continue to get the start. And then Corey Joseph. If Tyreek Evans is out again, he's questionable with an illness. If he was to sit again, we can go back the well with Corey Joseph at 3,900. And he will see a little bit more run there in the second unit. And he's been seeing, you know, 29 minutes and 30 minutes in the last – 32 minutes in the last two games. So I'd have a lot of love for Corey Joseph if Evan's set. And he's even play, even if he does play, just the ceiling's not quite as high. But all these guys are in play, so really like their prices on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, they're still pretty cheap. Miles Turner leads the pack at 7,100. Don't really care for that price tag, but, you know, again, they're relatively cheap compared to the Magic, and I would just prefer this side of the ball. So we also have Thad Young at 6,600. A little more expensive than I'd like to pay for him. I like the price better on DraftKings. Darren Collison, 6,600. Again, kind of up there towards the ceiling there. Bogdanovich, 6,100 is probably one of the better plays. Wesley Matthews at 4,600 on FanDuel is not bad. And then Corey Joseph's 4,500 again. If Evans is going to be out, then I have a little love there. But, yeah, it seems like a little better DraftKings plays than FanDuel. Let's move on to Brooklyn at Miami, where we have a 220.5 over-under with Miami favored by 4. On the Brooklyn side of the ball, we have D'Angelo Russell leading the pack, 8,300 on DraftKings. Again, with Dinwiddie back, I don't really have a whole lot of love there. Miami's, you know, middle of the pack, 17th in defensive efficiency. They give it up most against a shooting guard, so you can attack them against a shooting guard there, where it's still ranked 26th. So, you know, Caris LeVert's 5,500. I guess you could take a stab in a GBP. Not my favorite play in the world. Dinwiddie, 5,400. Let me see how many minutes he got last in his first game back. He saw 23 minutes, so you figure that's going to uptick a little bit. And again, that takes a little bit of shine off D'Angelo Russell with him back. So that's not bad if he's going to get some more minutes. And then we got Jared Allen, 5,300. That's not a bad price for him. But again, I haven't seen a ceiling game out of Jared Allen in a long time. So it's really hard to really love him. When this team's fully healthy, they have no problem just to continue to run everything out. So, really, this whole team is just kind of, even though they're priced nice, Joe Harris, 4,300, Carroll, 3,700, Crabb, 3,500, Ed Davis, 3,400, they're all cheap, but they're all just seeing, you know, spread out minutes. So, I guess, like I said, maybe a little Dinwiddie at 5,400, but I still think there's probably better plays on the slate. Over on the FanDuel side for Brooklyn, you know, D-Russ at 9,300 is a hard pass for me. Jared Allen, 6,700, hard pass. Dinwiddie, 6,300. No, they're all priced up a little bit here. And just everyone's going to play about 25 minutes here, it seems like, when they're fully healthy. And it's hard to get upside games out of any of these guys. So it's kind of a hard pass. They got a 108 applied team total. And not sure if I really like that, so we'll pass on that. Let's go to the Miami side of the ball. Miami's, we got some definitely things to watch on this team with injuries and whatnot. We have K Kelly Olynyk is questionable with an ankle. Hassan Whiteside is questionable with a hip. James Johnson, shoulder, he's questionable. Who else do we got here? Dragic, questionable with a calf. Derek Jones Jr., questionable with a knee. So let's look and just check this and make sure I have the latest up-to-date information. But with all these injuries, we can see some heavy minutes off some cheap guys. So the last thing I saw here, it looks like we are going to get – looks like Derek Jones is probable, was the last thing I saw. And James Johnson's still questionable. Olynyk's questionable. Dragic's questionable. Whiteside's questionable. Okay, so looks like Derek Jones is probable to play, and all the rest of them are questionable. So, again, this will open up a ton. So it's kind of hard to go through these. There's a lot of different scenarios. Because if we get Whiteside sitting again, you know, Bam's up to 5,200, but I'll go right back to the well with him if Whiteside does sit. And if Kelly Olynyk sits as well, this is where I'll play probably – if Whiteside and Olynyk are out, I'll play a ton of Bam. If Johnson sits again as well, then this is where you can look at, you know, guys like Josh, you know, Richardson at 5,800 is going to play a ton of minutes, and he'll be playing a lot of three, and they might play small against Brooklyn and play some four. Same with Winslow, he'll play a ton of minutes as well, because they just don't have any other big bodies, you know. Like Haslam ain't going to play a bunch of minutes at 3K, he just can't. Derek Jones Jr. though, being probable at 3,300, is definitely in play and a great play if those other guys sit. So it's really hard to go into this team until we see the injury news, because there's so many scenarios. But just, you know, write this game down and these injuries and check them, because we're going to have some great value here with Miami if some of these guys sit. And even on the FanDuel side, you know, they're all priced at a decent clip here. I mean, Bam Adebayo is 5,200 on FanDuel, and you know, if Whiteside's out, no problem going right back to him. You know, James Johnson's 4,300. You know, Derek Jones Jr.'s 3,500 on FanDuel. It's a perfect drop score here if those other guys are sitting. But we really just have to see the news. You know, Josh Richardson's 6,500 on FanDuel. But it's really hard to go into this until we really know the news on these guys. But definitely a situation to watch. And we could have some gold here. So keep that in mind when we get closer in the day. And just check that news. So let's head to the next game. We have Memphis at Dallas with 212 over-under, with Dallas favored by 5. On the Memphis side of the ball, we are led by on DraftKings by Mike Conley, 7,500. Then Valanciunas is 7,400. He's been getting good run. Noah's starting to creep up a little bit at 5K, but we have to watch the news on Ivan Robb. Ivan Robb's got a heel, he's day to day. If he ends up sitting again, you know, Jaren Jackson's out, but it's all about Robb. If Robb's gonna sit, Noah's gonna continue to see some decent run behind Valanciunas. He's seeing between, you know, 20 to 24 minutes, but he's so efficient in those minutes with 30, 37, 36 DraftKings points. So he is definitely in play if Ivan Robb sits. Valanciunas at 7,400 is priced up there, but he's seeing close to 30 minutes, and it's probably close to a ceiling, so he's in play there. You know, even Mike Conley at 7,500, it's a little bit more than I would like to pay for him, but he's kind of doing a little bit of everything. And Dallas is kind of weak against the center and point guard. On the point guard, they're ranked 24th in defensive efficiency, and center 28th. So this is where you can beat these guys at in Dallas, and this is where I don't mind taking a shot on maybe a Conley or Valanciunas. Like I said, or Noah if Robb does sit. You know, looks like Bradley is questionable as well. We'll see if he's let's see what he's. He's got a sore right knee. It's probable to play, but let's just keep an eye on him. I don't mind some DeLon Wright. He's seeing, you know, between 22 and 30 minutes And at 4,100, you know, he can get close to 6X. He's not like a guy I just want to absolutely click on, but I don't mind playing some of him. And especially if Bradley was to sit, I definitely would like Wright. But if Bradley plays at 4,300, he's showing upside as well, so I don't mind him. So there's a couple plays in this game on the Memphis side. Over on FanDuel, Conley's up to 8K. Valanciunas at 7,800. Priced up a bit, both of them, like I said, towards their ceiling. Noah's 5,800. That's a little much on FanDuel. I think I'd prefer him over on DraftKings. But Bradley at 5,400 and DeLon Wright at 5,200 are not bad plays on FanDuel at those prices. And then, you know, Justin Holley at 3,900, I guess is a drop score if you were going to look at him there. I mean, he's 3,900 over on DraftKings. I just can't pay that. But on FanDuel, when you're dropping a guy, I guess there's worse places to go. He just is not really producing his minutes. But again, drop score, I don't mind him on FanDuel. So on this Dallas side of the ball, with the 108 applied team total, they're led by Luka Doncic on DraftKings at 9,600. He is definitely priced up. The injuries we got for Dallas, I think we have Tim Hardaway Jr. He was sick on Friday, so just keep an eye on him. And then I think Trey Burke as well. He didn't play on Wednesday's game, but he was just sick day-to-day. So just keep an eye out on him as well. Those are the two guys to look at here. But, you know, Luka Doncic's – Luka's just – it's between him and Trae Young. Trae Young last night just went completely off against the Bulls and no John Collins. And these guys are – one of these guys are going to be the rookie of the year. Luka's the better all-around player in my mind. But Trae Young's really surprised me this year. But Luka at 9,600, again, is priced way up there. Memphis, that's – you can attack them. Point guard, they're ranked 17th defense efficiency, and then small forward and power forward is where you can attack Memphis here. So, you know, we can look at guys on this team. It looks like Dirk's been seeing minutes at 3,200. You know, you can always take a – if he's going to keep seeing, you know, at minutes in the 20s, you know, at 3,200, he does have 6K upside. They're just giving him some run, and I don't know if he'll come back or not, but he's okay if he's going to keep seeing that run. But don't see no 40-point game out of Dirk. You're going to get your 20 to 24 DraftKings points out of him. Powell's been a popular pick here lately. He's been getting the start and been getting the run, seeing, you know, mid to high 30s, really. And at 5,200, he's a guy you can target on DraftKings. That's still priced too low. So I don't mind him. Hardaway at 5,600 again. He's got an illness, and I don't know if I could. You know, he's in play. Brunson's been playing decent ball, so I guess I don't mind him at 3,800. He got some cheap guys outside of Luka, so just have to look and make sure Hardaway's going to play, and then Burke as well. Burke's 3,300, but I think my love right now is probably Powell, and then, like I said, maybe a tad Dirk in this matchup. And then Luka's always in play, but 9,600 is definitely his ceiling. And he can put up 60 any night, but I don't against Memphis, I don't know if that's a – I don't know if I want to pay that price. Over on FanDuel, he's 9,700. I think it's a little bit easier to swallow over there. Dwight Powell's up to 6 grand. Again, it's a little high. I prefer that 5,200 on DraftKings, but definitely in play. Jalen Brunson's 5 grand over at FanDuel. So. Dirk's 4,100 on FanDuel. So I don't think I would play him over there unless, again, you're looking for a drop score only. Maxi Kleber, let's look at. He's not really doing a whole lot, but he's 3,900 on FanDuel. Again, seeing around 20 minutes. They're kind of spread out on minutes outside of Luka and Powell lately. So. Not a whole lot of love here for Dallas on the FanDuel side. So let's head to the next game where we have Golden State headed into Philly. And there is no – I don't believe I have a total on this game. Let me see here. Refresh. No, I don't have a total yet on this game. Let's start on the Golden State side of the ball. They've been playing horrible basketball, man. This is a game you're going to want to play. It should be a fun one to watch. On the Golden State side of the ball, let me see if we have any injuries here on Golden State. Klay Thompson is questionable. I think he's got a knee, so he's questionable. Durant sat out on rest last game they played, so he should be fine and play. So it's really just Klay Thompson. And if he were to sit, we would probably just see more shots out of Curry and Durant and Boogie Cousins here. But, like, again, Curry and Durant are both 9,200. Towards the ceiling here, Boogie Cousins, 8,200. I don't mind playing those guys, but they're not just smash plays at that price. You know, they share the usage around. But there's the guys that are going to do your scoring. Draymond Green just not getting it done with Cousins around. He just doesn't get those rebounds. And so even at 5,800, you can look at him, but he's not my favorite play in the world. Iguodala, 3,500. If Klay Thompson were to sit, you'd probably see a tad more minutes here at 3,500. I don't mind him. But then the rest of these guys below him, I don't really have any interest at all. So it's really just the top three guys. If Thompson plays at 6,400, he's always in play because he could always put up 40 to 50 DraftKings points any day. It's just picking that right day is hard. So on the FanDuel side, again, same scenario. Durant, Curry, 9,500, 9,400. Boogie Cousins, 8,500 over here on FanDuel. Again, they're all priced up, and they kind of all take away from each other. So I don't have a whole lot of love over here on FanDuel either, even though a game I want – you'd want a piece of. Should be a fun game to watch, but they could just spread it around so much. So those are the guys you attack. Like I said, if Klay Thompson, he's 7,500. I don't really like that price tag on FanDuel at all, even if he does play. Draymond Green, 6,100, priced up a bit. Don't really care for that. And then Iguodala against four grand. If Thompson were to sit, I don't mind playing him over on FanDuel, but your production is pretty concentrated in a certain few guys here on Golden State. So those are the guys you look for. They're just priced up towards their ceiling. I could see him playing them in cash, but I don't know how much meat left on the bone to win GPPs with those guys. So let's go on the Philly side of the ball, where we have Embiid still out here. And let's make sure. I don't think he's coming back. Yeah, he won't play Saturday. We also probably have... I don't think Boban's going to play either. So this is where I like, again, Tobias Harris. I think he's going to keep playing a bunch of minutes. And then you got Bolden and Mike Scott. Like, I don't really care for Bolden. I think Mike Scott's a little bit better basketball player than Bolden. I think Bolden saw the start last time, but he only played 20 minutes, put up 20 DraftKings points. Mike Scott's priced up a bit to 3,900, and he saw around the same. So, you know, they're not guys I'm just jumping off the page to play. And then Murray Johnson, they called him back from the G League. He played 14 minutes and saw 8 DraftKings points. So not a whole lot of love there. So basically it's Ben Simmons at 8,500. Tobias Harris at 7,700. Jimmy Butler at 7,300. And then Redick at 5,200. I'd play all those guys. I think I would prefer with Golden State. Let's see, Golden State. It's point guard and center is where you've been attacking these guys, where they're ranked 14th and 19th. They're pretty good across the board from shooting guard down to power forward. So this is where you could take a Ben Simmons. And then, like I said, Tobias Harris, he can play like the 4 or 5. And then Butler at 7,300 is just too cheap. So I think I would rank him on DraftKings, probably Butler, Harris, Redick, Simmons. But they're all in play, and they got better price tags than Golden State, so I would attack them a little bit more. And on the FanDuel side, Simmons is up to 9,200. But with those, you know, with those blocks and steals that, you know, you get 3 points for over on FanDuel, you got to look for guys like Simmons. Gets a little bit more weight, so, you know, I don't mind that. But he is priced up. Jimmy Butler, 8,400. I definitely prefer him on DraftKings than FanDuel if you're going to play him. 8,400 is a bit much. Tobias Harris, 8K. Again, that's priced up kind of bit towards the ceiling there, but he's been playing really good ball lately. And then J.J. Redick seems to be around that 5,400 price tag all day long and all day strong. So he's always in play. So let's look on the next game. Let's head on over to OKC. Headed into San Antonio. We'll see if we have a total on this one. I don't have a line yet. So let's look at OKC side of the ball. Looks like Paul George again is listed as out with his shoulder on Saturday. So we're going to get Russell Westbrook again at 11-5. He's going to try to do everything. It's the Spurs. The Spurs have been getting just hammered against point guards. They're ranked 30th in defensive efficiency against point guards, and they get Russell Westbrook with no Paul George. So I have a lot of love here for Russell Westbrook. He still put up 60 DK points the other day in a similar situation as this, but he struggled to get there because of his shot. But I'll have no problem going right back here against a bad Spurs defense, especially against point guards here. So with Paul George out, we get Schroeder at 5K. He's going to play a ton of minutes. I don't mind that price at all. He was 4,700 last time and put up, so I have a lot of love for Dennis Schroeder as well because he'll run point when Westbrook's not there, and then they'll overlap a bit. And then we did see Marcus Morris start when this situation happened a couple days ago. He ended up seeing only 19 minutes, but he was extremely efficient in those 19 minutes, put up 24 DraftKings points. So I don't mind a little Marcus Morris there. Keith has done me well in the past. And then Jeremy Grant, he's going to see heavy minutes, probably in the mid-30s, and he's only 5K. So I have a lot of love for Jeremy Grant here as well. Again, with the Spurs, you know, you attack them with the guard, but they're just not the same Spurs team. So even on defense, you know, they just released or bought out Paul Gasol. So Poeltl's probably going to start. They're going to have to go big against OKC. So, you know, Poeltl's not going to be able to match up against Adams at 6,300. I have no problem going there for him. That's about it on this team. You know, again, I think my main targets are probably going to be, you know, Westbrook, Schroeder, and then Grant are probably the top three, and then some Adams and Keefe here. On the FanDuel side, Russell Westbrook's 11-7. Again, great matchup. No problem playing him without Paul George. Schroeder's 5,100. He'd be a core play for me on both sides right now, just as we first look at this. Grant's priced up a little bit, 6 grand, but still in play. But Markieff Morris at 4,200. I like that price tag, and especially if he's going to see the start, and maybe he'll see a few more minutes. As the Spurs, you know, they have to have someone to get some size. If they go, you know, they could put LMA at the 5, I guess, and not run Poeltl, but because they don't really have a big 4 with Jeremy Grant. They could go, you know, they could put Gay on Grant. So we have to see the starting lineup. But still, Markieff Morris at 4,200, there's meat left on the bone if he's going to see the start and see minutes in the 20s or, you know. I do like that price tag on FanDuel. So it's really on FanDuel. I think it's Schroeder, Markieff Morris, Westbrook, and then Grant and Adams are the secondary plays for me over there. Let's head on over and look at the Spurs side of the ball on DraftKings, where led by DeMar DeRozan at 7,800. So OKC, was ranked defense efficiency first against point guards, but they can be beat by center and power forward, 27th, both, and shooting guard, 29th. So it really depends on this lineup. Like, I'm trying to envision how they're going to, since OKC really doesn't have a big four, and they just really got Adams. Like I said, they might put LMA on Adams. He's 7,700. I don't mind that. Like DeMar DeRozan, 7,800. I don't mind it. They're priced about where they should be. They haven't been, you know, playing great ball. But I don't mind taking a few chances at them. Rudy Gay at 5,900. If he ends up getting the start here, maybe at the 4, I kind of like that price tag. I think Forbes is questionable. We have to give him a look. I think he returned that first game. We'll have to look at him. But he's $4,000. Patty Mills, $3,600 is always in play. Bellinelli, $3,600 is always in play. But again, Pirtle, he's $3,600. If he's going to keep seeing the start or even backup minutes, you know, I have some love for Pirtle and Bertans as $3,600, $3,400 here. They've got upside. Just have to see that starting lineup and see how they roll out here. But I like to kind of cheapies for the Spurs with a little gay on DraftKings. On FanDuel, you know, DeMar DeRozan, $8,700. That's still a bit much. LMA, $8,300 is in play here. Rudy Gay, $5,600, definitely is in play, especially if he gets the start. Jacob Pertl's $4,600. I kind of prefer that price at $3,600 on DraftKings. But if he gets a start, maybe he'll see minutes in the 24 to 26. But if he doesn't, I don't think I'd love him too much. But Davis Bertans, $3,700. If he gets hot and his shot starts falling, he's a great drop score candidate with upside. And then, you know, we got Bellinelli at $3,800. And then we got Brent Forbes at $3,600. So it's the cheap guys from the Spurs that I think I prefer on the slate. So let's head to the next game where we have the New Orleans Pelicans heading into Denver. This game has a 234 over-under with Denver favored by 13. So we got quite the spread here. Let's look on the New Orleans side of the ball. I'm pretty sure that Anthony Davis is sitting this one out on a back-to-back. He didn't even play hardly 20 minutes a game. So it's not like they're – I think they would rather just not play him, period, but they're trying to appease the NBA. So with him out, you're going to see this – you know, and with them being – 13-point underdogs heading into Denver on a back-to-back. You'll see a lot of Randle. He leads the price at $8,000. So, you know, problem is if they start getting beat a ton, this is when you get, you know, Okafor and Chick Diallo. Chick Diallo's $4,100. Okafor's $3,600. Those guys will get blowout run. Chick Diallo, with Anthony Davis not playing, I don't mind that price of $4,100 at all. He's got upside, and he's blowout proof, so I don't mind him. Williams, the rookie at $4,600, his minutes have came down a lot. But again, he would get blowout run at $4,600. Peyton at $5,700 is not a bad price. I just worry with this game, them being 13-point dogs, it's kind of hard to really love him or Drew Holiday at $7,700. I think I prefer, the cheap guys with Diallo, probably my favorite, by Okafor, and then maybe some Williams. They're going to have to put up some points, and I could see them coming from them. But, yeah, Anthony Davis sitting. So if they could keep it close, Randle and Holiday would be great plays here. But I prefer the cheap guys on the Pelican side of the ball. Over on FanDuel, Drew Holiday's $9,100, so don't really care for that. Yeah, Julius Randle, $9,000, no thank you. Peyton's up to $6,500, so he's priced towards the ceiling. Chick Diallo's $4,700 on FanDuel. I still don't mind that. Okafor at $4,300. I don't mind that. Yeah, that's probably where my love would stop with these guys. I guess Darius Miller at $4,000. Frank Jackson could get some blowout run. I guess he's $3,900 on FanDuel, but he needs that blowout run, and he would just be a drop score only. Kenrich Williams is $5,000. He should see, you know, minutes in 30, 32. Like I said, he's got blowout run as well, so I don't mind that. But it's not a great spot for the Pelicans coming on back-to-back. Heading into Denver, it's never fun. But production got to come from somewhere. So on the Denver side of the ball, on DraftKings, we're led by the Joker. He's 10-2. Jokic is he's priced up there. I think I'd prefer Russell Westbrook for $1,000 more with a team that's favored by 13. I don't know if we'll see him enough to see a ceiling game out of him. You know, Paul Millsap, $6,600. It's an okay price for him. Jamal Murray, $6,200. I just worry more if these guys get up. I can, you know, at $10,000, it's hard to hit your ceiling if you're not going to play a full allotment of minutes if they just completely smash him. But Millsap and Murray could get there. Will Barton at $5,700 is not bad. Plumlee at $4,400, he would get blowout run, and he's not a bad play regardless because he'll play even if they don't. But at $4,400, he would get some good run here. Gary Harris, 4,200. That's crazy. That's cheap. But then maybe they see a little bit more run out of Morris, Beasley, Isaiah Thomas here. With Trey Lyles still out, if you were really playing the blowout factor, you know, we always got Willie Hernan Gomez at 3K. So if you were think they were going to blow him out, he would be a deep sleeper GPP play. But I would like Plumlee at that price a little bit more. But he's definitely a look down there at 3K. And again, Morris at 3,500, he would get some blowout run. And he's shown he can produce. So I would look at these cheaper guys over here at Denver. And like you said, he can play Barton, Murray, Millsap. But the Joker tend to, again, they should just absolutely demolish this team. Can he get there? Yeah, he could probably get to, you know, I mean, it's not a bad play. But I just don't know how much run he's going to get and if you'll see a ceiling smash spot out of him, like a 70 spot. I can see him getting to 50 DraftKings points pretty stinking easily. And maybe he has a ceiling to 60. So definitely in play, but that 13-point favorite, and I think it's only going to increase. I don't see how it's going to go down with him back-to-back and no AD. On FanDuel, Jokic is 11-1. Again, that's way too rich for my blood when I would rather just go to Westbrook around Paul Millsap, 7,800. No thank you. Will Barton, 5,600. That's cheap. Plumlee, 5 grand. That's fine. And then we got the guys we're talking about, you know, old Hernan Gomez, 3,500 drop score candidate if you think he's going to blow out. Like, he's got upside there. Isaiah Thomas, 3,800. Malik Beasley, Monte Morris, they're all around that 4K to 3,800. All of them are in plays, drop score. Gary Harris, 4,400. So I can see getting a piece of this game. I just have a hard time paying for Jokic here, as they should just absolutely smash them. But yeah, let's move on to – got two games left. Let's move on to the Milwaukee headed into Utah. They're on a back-to-back. They just beat LeBron James and the Lakers last night. I don't have an over-under for this game. And I think, you know, Giannis played 32 minutes last night. So, he's not playing heavy minutes. I don't know if they'll sit him out or not. I don't have any news on that, if they will or will not. But 11-1 for Giannis heading into Utah is not my favorite play in the world, especially if they're kind of monitoring his minutes. I can see them doing that on a back-to-back. Especially, they just seem to be, you know, they've did really well around the trade deadline getting Mirotić. And then the rumor is that they're going to sign Pau Gasol. They got bought out by the Spurs. So they're just continue adding depth, and they don't really need him. They've been playing well without him. Bledsoe's got that new contract. He balled out last night. He threw up over 50 DraftKings points. So you can attack Utah at the point guard position. So, you know, it's another good spot for Bledsoe here. Brogdon, I've always liked him for cash games. 5,800, he just seems to always get you 30. He did the same thing for me last night. I don't mind that price. Middleton, 6,700. Bledsoe's just playing better ball right now. But again, we just got to look at Giannis. Again, I'm not saying he's going to sit, but with those, I don't really care to play 11-1 for Giannis if we're going to be, you know, playing minutes watch all the time. But for some reason, if you were to sit or whatnot, we would look at Mirotić at 4,900. They said they weren't going to watch his minutes last night, and he ended up playing 22, but he would play a lot more, and he has upside. Same with Ilyasova at 3,100. I like that price tag on him. And those are the guys that I'd really look at. You know, Brook Lopez at 5K. This is a back-to-back. But those are the guys I would really look at. Connaughton's played some minutes last night as well. He saw 26 minutes. So he seems to be getting in that rotation more the last three games with 26, 25, 28 minutes, and he's put up 23, 25, and 27 DraftKings points. So at 3,100, you could do worse. I would have more love for him if Giannis were to sit. Tony Snell, I never played Tony Snell. He could play 40 minutes and put you 3 DraftKings points up. He's just horrific. I don't like that guy. I'd much rather play Connaughton or Ilyasova here. So yeah, let's just see what happens here and what they're going to do. Not saying they're going to rest them, but I don't see them playing a ton of minutes here if they're going to do that against the Lakers and on a back-to-back. So on the FanDuel side, again, yeah, Giannis 11-2. Nope, I'd rather go to, again, Westbrook's my spend-up, looks like, on this slate anyways. Bledsoe, 7,300. Milton, 7,200. Both in play. Prefer Bledsoe. Brogdon at 6,400. Like I said, he's steady Eddie. Gets you those points. Don't mind him. Mirotić up to 6K. I prefer that price on FanDuel at 40, or DraftKings at 4,900. 6K. If Giannis were to sit, I would care for him. If not, I don't want to pay 6K for Mirotić. He does have upside, though. Like, he can put up 40, 50 any night. Connington's 4,100 and Ilyasova's 3,800. Definitely both in play. Getting run, it just depends on Giannis. We have to figure out what Giannis is going to do. If he's going to see around 30 minutes, these other guys are going to get a little bit more love. So let's just monitor that news. On the Utah side of the ball, we're led by Rudy Gobert at 7,900. Now let's look and see what we have for injury news for Utah here. So, because last time we had Rubio out and Raul Neto out, and with both of those guys out, we saw Point Mitchell and we saw a lot of jingles here. Oh, Joe Jingling Ingles. Love me some Joe Ingles, man. So if both Neto and Rubio were to sit, I'd have a lot of low. I like Ingles more than I like Mitchell. Mitchell 7,900, but Ingles gets a lot of run. And, you know, 36 minutes last game out, he put up 40 DK. So I would have some love more for Ingles than Mitchell at 7,900. But definitely in play here if Rubio and Neto were to sit. So we just have to kind of watch for that. Royce O'Neal, you know, saw 40 minutes, only put up 16 DraftKings points. Had four fouls. I mean, that's pretty bad. But at 3,800, you got to kind of have to give him a look. And then, you know, with Favors and Crowder are priced down here, it's not the best matchup in the world. But you have, let me see, you know, I mean, Milwaukee is one of the best defensive team in the league, but they can be had at the center position. So, you know, Rudy Gobert, 7,900, I guess is okay. The problem with that is Brook Lopez loves to sit at the three-point line and shoot threes, and that brings him away from the rim, which kind of hurts his rebound rate a little bit if he's going to be running him around. So I kind of prefer Derek Favors at 4,800 and Jay Crowder at 4,200 respectively over at DraftKings. On the FanDuel side, Rudy Gobert is 9,600. That is definitely priced up. Not sure I want to go there. Donovan Mitchell, 8,900. Definitely priced up. That would have to do with see if Rubio is going to play. Again, we just have to check that injury news. And Ingles, 6,500 is fair. Really depends on those other guards. Jay Crowder, 5K. And Derek Favors, 6,900. I don't really care for that price tag. Crowder at 5K is not bad. Royce O'Neal, again, 4,100 if you're doing a drop score. And then Kyle Korver. I didn't mention him on DraftKings at 3,300. And FanDuel, he is at 3,900. And he's only in play for me. He's so shot dependent. And he's only in play if Rubio and Neto both sit. So that's where I sit on that game. Let's head on over to the hammer here. Let's see if we have a total. We got the Lakers. We have the Lakers heading into Phoenix on a back-to-back. I do have a total, 232.5 with Lakers favored by 6.5. So we have an implied team total of 119 for the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James is 11-4. I still think I prefer Westbrook here, but I don't mind playing LeBron James. They're in a they should have won that game last night. They fell apart, did some ridiculous inbound to LeBron James. He was extremely upset, and they lost this. So I don't mind playing some LeBron James here at 11-4. I still prefer Westbrook as my spend-up, but they got to win about every game to make the playoffs, so they're going to keep this push. Ingram looked really confident last night with his jump shot, and like I said, I've been riding him for a while now, and he's been paying off. He's been playing real well. I don't mind playing him in cash games right now, and especially against Phoenix. Phoenix can be had in defense. They're ranked dead last in defensive efficiency. Give it up 25th against point guard, 20th against shooting guard, and 26th in defense efficiency against power forward. So Kuzma, 6,300, great play. Ingram, 6,600, a great play. Rondo's going to see the start at 5,300. Again, go right back to Rondo there. It's all about if he's getting a start or not. And then McGee's probably, if Rondo starts, McGee will come off the bench. 3,700, don't really care for it. Bullock at 4,700, I would rather just spend that 600 more for Rondo here. KCP at 3,100, Josh Hart at 3,100. They're flyers, but nothing exciting. It's basically Rondo, Kuzma, Ingram, and James are the guys I want to target here for the Lakers. On FanDuel, LeBron James 12-3. Whew. Again, they're going to have to win every game. And, you know, that's a big price tag for him. Depends on how roster construction comes together on FanDuel, but I still prefer Westbrook. Ingram, 7,400. Kuzma, 7 grand. They are priced up. But Rondo, 5,600. Again, if he's going to get the start, just lock and load Rondo. He's a core play on both sides. If he's going to continue to get the run here, he's just playing good ball. I don't like when he shot. How many three-pointers did Rondo shot? Every time he shot it, I grimaced last night. Rajon Rondo shot 12 three-pointers last night. 12. That guy, and he hit 4 of them. You know, let Ingram shoot the 3. Let Kuzma shoot the 3. LeBron James, Bullock, let Bullock shoot the 3. Rondo, stop shooting the 3-pointer, man. Do your assists. Play your defense. Get your steals. But stop shooting 12 3-pointers. That is not going to bring your team to victory. Anyways, rant over. Again, Rondo's the main target for me here, especially if he's going to keep getting the start. He's just priced way too low. He should be up in the 7 to 8K range easily here if he's going to get the start. And the sites haven't adjusted for it, so play him. And then, you know, KCP can be a drop score candidate. 3,500 on FanDuel. Bullock's 4,800. You know, don't really care for that price tag. It's basically the four I mentioned. Rondo, Kuzma, Ingram, and James. All in play here against Phoenix. Big over-under. Pretty close spread, so all four of those guys are in play. On the Phoenix side of the ball, they get a 113 implied team total. Devin Booker, 8,200 on DraftKings. I don't mind Booker any day because he's got huge upside. So you can play him. Ayton at 7,100. This is where, you know, now I think about this, we got to look at this with having a true center like that with Ayton, a big guy. We have to make sure that Rondo is starting. I'm not sure if they would put, you know, never know with the Lakers and Walton what he'll do. Do they really want to put Kuzma or LeBron James on Ayton? I don't know. And so we're just going to have to see where that happens. But at 7,100, I like that price tag for he would kill McGee. And again, like going back to Lakers, if they ended up starting McGee, I like him at 3,700. It really just depends on who they start. But they might need a big body like that to body up against him. But we'll just have to see there. Kelly Oubre Jr. at 6,200, always in play. Tyler Johnson at 5K. Again, with the Lakers, you can attack him against shooting guard and center. So that's where I like Ayton at 7,100. And then, you know, you get Kelly Oubre Jr. at 6,200. And then it kind of falls off. I think Bender saw the start last game. Last night, they're coming off a back-to-back. He saw a start, but only saw 17 minutes, put up 13 DraftKings points, so I don't love him there. Josh Jackson came off the bench, saw 22 minutes, put up 13, so it's kind of hard to love him. You know, Mikal Bridges, I guess, at 3,800. He's being seen minutes in the high 20s, early 30s, and he's put up 21, 24, 20 DraftKings points. At 3,800, you could do worse. So that's a decent price on him. And then Tyler Johnson running that point. He had a bad outing last night. Only shot 1 for 7. 29 minutes, put up 17 DK. But before that, he's put up 29, 49, and 30. So 5K, he's definitely in play there. We just kind of have to see what the Lakers are going to do with their starting lineup and how they're going to match up with Ayton there. But Ayton's great price at 7,100. I like that price a lot. Over on FanDuel, Devin Booker's 8,600. DeAndre Ayton is 7,600. I like that price tag on Ayton a lot. That's a good price tag for him on FanDuel. You know, again, Booker's always in play. You know, it's the Lakers. They're coming off a back-to-back. Again, so is Booker. I think Booker, how many minutes did Booker play last night? Booker saw 34 minutes, put up 43 DK points. So again, he's play. That's a fair price tag for him, so I don't mind playing them at all. Tyler Johnson's 5,700 on FanDuel. That's so priced. Josh Jackson, depending on what they're going to do, are they going to play Bender? Are they going to play Josh Jackson here? If Josh Jackson sees the start And I know he's going to see 30 minutes. That's a great price tag on him. We just got to see what they're going to do with their lineup. Kelly Oubre Jr., 7,100. I don't really care for that too much. I kind of prefer that price on DraftKings a little bit more. But he's seeing 30 minutes a game. And last night he put up 35 DraftKings points. So that's kind of fair, I guess, even at 7,100 on FanDuel. But that's where my love is for them. It's basically Ayton, Booker, and then you can sprinkle in. Mikal Bridges at 5K on FanDuel. I don't care for that. 3,800 on DraftKings is a much better price. So it's basically Ayton and Booker, and then you can sprinkle in some of the other guys. So for being a high over-under game, the points are kind of concentrated here. So yeah, that's the last game here. Hope you liked this breakdown. It's Saturday morning. Need to go fill up my cup of coffee. I hope you enjoyed this. And let's get after it on this Saturday. And make sure you head on over to DFS Army and enter, again, promo code CASHKEG to save you 20% off. We have some killer MMA content for tonight. We got Xfinity Race tonight. We have excellent coverage for both MMA and NASCAR tonight. So make sure you come over and sign up over at DFSArmy.com and use CASHKEG for 20% off. So hopefully your screens are green, and we see you tomorrow. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get two free ebooks, as well as the secrets to unlocking a new level to your game.